Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. We are now happy to be joined by Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champion Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Scott, how you been doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good.
It's been a rough start for this black and gold bunch. I know you were in the dome Sunday watching the game against the Bucks, and just overall, from the get, sad showing just to see it a pretty empty venue. A lot of fans not showing up for the game, and I get it right now. The team's losing. We're just not used to seeing, though, the dome that empty to me.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, we got done with the pregame show, and then, usually there's kind of an aura in the air, and it was just very stale in there, even outside the dome. You know, just it's kind of eerie not to see everybody out there and walking in the game. But, I was surprised. I felt kind of confident that it would at least be a close game. I thought the Bucks coming off a loss to Detroit on a short week. Mike Evans gets hurt there without Hassan Reddick, a good pass rusher. They're Bucky Irving, their running back. I really felt like it was going to be a 20-17 type game. So it was disappointing. I think the defense showed up. The offense just did not. And it's been like that all year. Like, you know, one part of the three units kind of plays well, but the other parts don't. And you can't win games in the NFL like that.
One of the biggest issues is obviously the lack of getting into the end zone. The Saints are just having problems putting points on the board. We know Kellen Moore is considered an offensive mastermind, but we just haven't seen it so far this season. And I'm just curious for you, what have you seen from this offense besides those pre-snap penalties that keep killing them that they just need to improve on?
Yeah, the pre-snap penalties are frustrating because it's hard enough to get first downs. This team is not very good on third, and they've been in third and long way too much, inexperienced at the quarterback position. I think everything kind of for this offense goes back to me is there's really no identity. Every single week, you never really know what you're going to get. It's like they're grasping for straws, trying to produce anything. A lot of short routes in the passing game to protect the quarterback. There really is no play-action game because the run game has been non-existent all year. Outside the Buffalo game, where they ran the ball pretty well against that Buffalo defense, they're just, to me, for this offense to turn this season around, they have got to find a way to run the football. And I know that's not easy. Alvin's in year 9. Kendra Miller, I think they expect to have a big part of the running game in this offense, is out. So the running game is going to be hard, but you have to. I mean, especially with the young quarterbacks and now Tyler getting his first start, you got to find a way to run the football and get ahead of the sticks and get into third and short. Otherwise, it's going to just be more of the same.
You know, Scott, I wanted to ask you about Tyler getting the first start. And, you know, listening to Kellen Moore talk about it, he basically said that they were going to make the decision as early as possible and then, you know, give the whoever they picked as many reps throughout the week. So it's going to be Tyler Shuck making his NFL starting debut. I know that he's played, obviously, he had a couple snaps against the Seahawks, and then he threw the ball 30 times against the Buccaneers this past week. Just want to get your early kind of impressions of Shuck and what you saw from him against the Buccaneers, and then going up against this Rams defense, which, you know, Scott, will preview with you here just in a second, but it is a awesome unit, especially up front. That front seven for the LA Rams is just nasty. And we talked with Mark Schlereth last hour. He basically called it baptism by fire for Shuck going up against this great defense. But that's a lot of NFL defenses as well. So your thoughts on Shuck in this upcoming matchup against a good Rams defense?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think the time to make the move was perfect time. I think it needed to be done. I liked starting Spencer at the start of the season. I felt like he had earned that right to be the starter. He played pretty well early on in the season, not turning the football over. I think we all kind of sat there and said, unless he looks like Pat Mahomes and he's just the reason they're winning games, he can't turn the football over. And I think once the turnover started to come along, because he was kind of a game manager, that made it easy, you know, for Kellen to say, listen, it's time just to see if the young kid's got it. And I think it's a perfect time because, you know, you're more likely going to have a high pick in the draft. You need to know. You need to give Spencer half the season. You need to give Tyler half the season. And it's got to be meaningful reps. And it's going to be a tough matchup. No, there's no doubt. The Rams are good. But, hey, you invest a lot of draft capital in the offensive line. They need to protect these quarterbacks. You know, you throw 30 attempts against the Buccaneers, but it's a lot like Spencer's attempts of 40 attempts a game. Is the ball's coming out really fast. They're bubble screens. They're quick passes. There's got to be some attention on the running game. There's got to be some play-action pass so that we can get Shaheed and Olave behind the secondary. And I think that's how you really help Tyler is finding a way to run the football more efficiently. And it's going to be a tough go for him against that defense. But it's also, I think, a little bit you throw him in the deep end of the pool and you say, hey, let's see how you react with these bright lights on you against a really good defense. And we're going to give you a couple games. Rams, Panthers, you played some against the Bucs. And then we're going to have a bye week to figure out what you do well, what you don't do well. And I'm interested to see how the game plan changes with Tyler in there at quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Scott, you mentioned with the run game, obviously so important. And I'm just wondering, is AK okay? Right now, we know he's dealing with that ankle issue. He's kind of been limited at practices. I haven't really noticed him being gimpy in games. You hate to think that he's hit the wall, you know, as a 29, 30-year-old running back right now. But what is the issue with him? Is it more of the offensive line having issues, or do you think some of the play calling as well?
Yeah, I think they're trying to figure things out. You know, obviously, I was in year nine. As a running back, he's had a lot of hits on his body. So you're going to lose a step or two. I think they had really high hopes for Kendrick coming in the year, hoping he could stay healthy. You'll see more Taysom probably playing some running back. But they got to figure out, especially with the injuries, what to do at that position and how to create something in the running game. But, you know, take that running back position out of it. You can't really address that until the offseason, in my opinion, draft and free agency. Right now, it's about the offensive line. You haven't really seen the offensive line, especially when you watch it up close. You don't see them moving the line of scrimmage. You don't see them on double teams, them just road grading people, moving linebackers when they get to the second level. And so I think that's probably been the most frustrating part of the running game is just they haven't established an identity and an attitude. Like, when we want to run the ball, we can run the ball. And I think that's been a little frustrating for Coach Moore and everybody in the building that the offensive line isn't moving people at the line of scrimmage.
you know, Scott, last week we had Mickey on the Saints Hour with Mike Haas, and Mickey had talked a little bit about the trade deadline and that they're not in the business of trading good players, but, you know, if the price is right, they'll at least consider different options. The NFL trade deadline is a week from today. So, you know, that was 2 weeks ago, and we'll see if they make any moves. Steve was just telling me off air as we were in the break that moves are starting to be made around the NFL right now. You know, if you look ahead at this team, they're 1-7 right now. And Scott, the biggest issue for me is that they only have 5 draft picks for next year. And for a rebuilding roster, you'd like it to be closer to double than that. Just want to get your thoughts on if you expect the Saints to be really active at this trade deadline to just add those extra pieces for, once again, what is a rebuilding team?
Well, I think so. I think with the record where it is now, you're going to, sadly, you're going to have the opportunity to probably be picking in the top 5. You might even be the number 1 pick. And I agree with you. The way you get out of this fast is you have a lot of draft picks and you get a lot of new faces, a lot of young, new blood in the building. And you're going to miss on some of those guys, but you're also going to hit on some of those guys. And I think a big time draft with a lot of picks is what you want. And, you know, in the perfect world, you know, Tyler comes in and lights it up and everybody says, wow, that's our quarterback of the future. And even if you end up with the number 1 overall pick, you don't have to take quarterback. You can trade down. And it's like the Bears did a couple years ago where they collected all those first round draft picks when they traded out of the number 1 spot. There is a lot of value in those high draft picks that everybody's trying to get up to get their players. So I think I like the position they're in as far as obtaining more picks, because I agree with you. They need more picks. And I would definitely be a seller. If somebody came at the trade deadline and was willing to trade for some of these guys who are on the trade block, I think you really have to look at it. Because my other thing is, a lot of these guys in the locker room, they're great. It's a great group of guys. There's good leadership. But at the same time, you haven't been in the playoffs in a couple few years. You haven't had the most success. Sometimes you need some new blood to circulate back through the locker room and different guys.
Scott, you mentioned, you know, veteran leadership in that locker room. Now, how do those guys maintain a positive attitude with this 1-7 record looming over them?
It's tough. And, you know, I think, yeah, we do our post-game show after the game and kind of wrap things up. And so we have an opportunity to, you know, guys come out and meet up with their families on the field and stuff. And it affects them. They're competitors, especially you see guys like DeMario and Cam, and it's tough. I was lucky enough in my position towards the end of my career, you know, we weren't ever, you know, with one win team and you don't really know which direction you're going to go. You're just kind of playing the season out. So it's tough, especially for these older players who have been highly productive players, been great leaders. And, you know, just talking to some of the young guys after the game, after our postgame show, they just rave about the veterans on the team. You know, they just rave about the leadership and how positive everybody's staying in the locker room and encouraging, and how these older guys, even though, you know, they could say this is hopeless, they are still trying to pour into the young guys and help them become better pros. So I think they have great guys in the building who won't let, you know, guys just kind of check out and say, well, season's over, you know, pack our bags.
Scott, always appreciate the time, man, and hopefully Black and Gold can pick up a win out west, even though I know they're heavy dogs going into this matchup, but anything can happen in the NFL. We've seen that this year.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think at this point, you just want to see improvement. You want to see them put together a good, complete game. And let's see the run game come alive. Let's see some good special teams. Defense keep playing like you did last week. And that's really what you're looking for.
You the man, Scott. Appreciate you, man.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ, also Saints pregame and postgame analyst, joining us there. Well, Black and Gold heading to the West Coast this Sunday. And what is it, 13.5-point dogs for this matchup, Charlie?
Yeah, we'll see if that line moves, because the news about Chuck came out today. I think Vegas will be kind of stagnant on this, if I had to guess. It might get up to 14, but the jump, we always talk about this, from like 13.5 to 14.5, which more commonly is like 6.5 to 7.5, is pretty seismic. So we'll see what ends up happening with any line movement. We'll be doing pick 6 on Thursday, as we always do. I'm starting to get hot here a little bit, Steve. It's picking up some wins. I'm excited about that. But the Rams are awesome. This is a great team in the NFC. I mean, Schlereth said top 3 in the NFC right now.
Right.
If the season ended today, they'd be a 6 seed, right? Because technically, I think the Seahawks own the tiebreaker over them. They're both 5-2 records right now. And obviously, we have a whole half of the season left to play, so things can change. But if you're talking about the best teams in the entire NFC, the Rams are right there. If they're not 1, they're not 2, it's hard to go further down the list than like 3 or 4.
Definitely going to need the O-line to eat their Wheaties this week, Charlie. The Rams, number two in the league in sacks right now, and they're just coming off a bye week.
Exactly. They had that dominant performance against Jacksonville across the pond. I think it was in London,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. And so they flew back, and they've had a whole week to prepare. It's a tough challenge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.